Blog Talk Radio.
But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
But I know a change gon' come. Oh.
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down.
Okay, it's wonderful, you know. I've been having some awfully bad times on this radio station. The thing about it is, the problem is not me not able to pay my bills. But for our 5 years now, I've never failed to make my payments. And I have gotten, I have not counted, but it's a lot of my programs that did not go through at all. And it's not my problem. I haven't done anything to lose those programs that was never heard. And I think the problem is adversarial, in that if you know what type of a government ruling most of the world is homosexuals. And there is the history that testifies to these homosexuals have taken over the civilized world and imposing their homosexuality on the civilized people. Now, I never knew these things until I really get into my good senses. The good Lord opened up my understanding to read and know what I am reading. And this is the problem. It is because my eye opened to what has happened, say, 100,000 years ago. So I get to know things that hadn't I have an awakening and reading things properly. I wouldn't know quite a number of things that are definitely adversarial to us sapient species. As you know, we only have two species in our world history textbook. And one, we can count like three forms of life, and that is since the earth, the water receded, and we have dry lands, we have a few different countries since the some of the water that covered the earth receded. All right. So we can determine now what has taken place when it comes to population of life. We know when the water, I don't have the amount of time that the water covered the earth, but is before any kind of civilized activities began, it was first the water covered the earth. And there is some knowledge in history that tells us that the earth that we are on right now, of long ago, before any civilized life came about, there was a cosmic collision between Jupiter and Mars. Now we are able to tell that story of history that tells us that there was a collision. And today, we can verify that it is true by just Google and look at the asteroid belt. Yes? Think about what I'm saying. It may sound strange. It had sounded strange to me, which, of course, I was born and raised in Jamaica with only church gospel, which don't worth anything to us. But things happened to our ancestors that caused a tragedy on the earth, okay, to where it is difficult for us people to know what kind of a earth we are on and what has transpired to put the earth right in this space where we are today and on this frequency. To understand planetary knowledge as such, you know, it's given our lack of, say, first-hand civilized knowledge about the earth we are on. When later on we begin to hear or read about, because civilization of existence about the earth has been around long before we were born. Now, when we are being told that the earth has been into a collision and this portion of that planet that was in the collision, now fell into this frequency that the earth is occupying today. It's strange. You start to hear things that, you know, you don't have the background for it or not, or so, and it is difficult to, well, at least for me, to get used to it. What helps me to get to understand much more about it is because definitely I can Google. I could Google it right now, I think. And let's talk about the asteroid belt, right? So that you can get an idea of what I'm talking about. All right, let's see here. What's this? Okay, I want to get ESROID asteroid belt, right? So that you're out there and you're listening to me, you can also do the same thing. Asteroid belt. What's this? Okay, right away, I see a picture, right? And it is divided up into several squares, like let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, the 5 has a picture that only, you know, that is one half of the picture that I'm looking at. And the other half is sheared up into, like, let's say, 2 big squares. And it has, like, 1, 2, 3 corners, or what you call it, like 3 squares that is into that half of the entire picture. Now, the half of the to the left of the picture, it has a square, not a square, the half is square, but within the square is a round ring that all right, let me just read this because sometimes I don't remember some of the thing I want to say. All right. What is the asteroid belt? Simple definition. What is the asteroid belt for kids? What is keeping the asteroid belt? Why was there an asteroid belt? Okay, so now let's go through some of this here. This one is, why was there an asteroid belt, right? Now, I am doing this so that somebody listening to me can get an effect of knowledge so that you don't think that I am crazy, right? I am on the computer and I'm on Google and, you know, you have some good things on. And a lot of good things that they carry on Google. And a lot of things, if you Google, they're not going to tell you the truth because they are homosexual that manning this this section of the Western Hemisphere that we are in. Homosexuals! And then it's, to understand where homosexuality come from, I mean, it's a long time before I discover. Because you're not going to hear anybody preach about it in church. Oh, that's one place that you're surely not going to hear it from. And you're not going to hear that church is not a good thing for African ethnic civilized people. Right? You may hear this for the first time. But the church is not for, it's a danger, it's destruction to civilized people. And that's a fact. All right. But not getting off on that. Come back now to the asteroid belt and this, like, far-fetched information about why the Earth is right here in this space where it is put, 24 hours a day, and this Earth is spinning around. Every 24 hours make one day. Now, one day is not like 12 hours. It's 24 hours. So this earth is turning around, and, you know, like, you don't have to spell and guess about understanding this one, because it is 24 hours make one day, which means the earth turns around 12 hours of darkness when you don't see the sun anymore, and 12 hours of sunlight from you know, like a full 12 hours. What I'm trying to say, the 24 hours. All right, which means 12 hours of night and 12 hours of darkness. So it means that from nightfall this evening, when night falls, right, you're going to have we're going to have from 12 come around to 12 and to 12 it will be, let's say, this from the night when night falls this evening at 6 o'clock, night is going to last for 12 hours, right? And then the daylight come, and the daylight is going to last until another 12 hours. And that's how we get the 24 hours day and night. Think I'm making sense? All right. So you will know now when we talk about 24 hours make a day, you will know exactly how it works. So we get that, and we as human beings are able to understand the planet that we are living on, at least in just that aspect. 24 hours make one day. All right. What I'm saying to you now is, we born and raise and see the sun and the moon and stuff like that and understand. Now, when I say 24 hours make one day, we can identify with the motion that we are seeing, that we can get to understand and become knowledgeable about the system we are living on. All right. Now, there's no need for us to be confused about it, but the church and the Bible destroy our good knowledge of the planet that we are living on. So you're not to go to church. Church is not a good thing. You might say, well, and there's a lot of good things about the church. Context depends on what you're talking about to say good things, because when you have good and bad things mixing up, that's not good. Okay? It must be good. And whatever that we encounter must be things that are said to be. But anytime you're dealing with things that should not be, and because you see some little things contextually good, but it's being done the wrong way. If it is good, if it should be, then you shouldn't have to mingle up with a lot of evil things with it, or any evil things with it, because your body needs to keep healthy, right? So there is no kind of sickness that is going to make you feel good. No. So your body is made up to function well, so it means you are to eat right and treat yourself right to stay in good health. All right. Come back to the earth and the idea that the earth was separated from its mother. Its mother parent. And now we know that there's greater power that affects creation of all these things. And it's not like they just make themselves. No. However, we have need to observe the way, you know, planetary body. And you have astronomers that can explain and tell us a lot of good knowledge about the planet, the planetary functions and stuff like that, and how long they are around and things like that. And some of them fade out and no longer in existence over many billions of years. All right. So what I want to say to you now, something that I said not too long ago about the earth that we are on and why we should know certain basic things, because we are living and affected by what the earth is offering, right? To imagine that this big giant making of everything, like stone and all other type of things that the earth is manufactured with, that we need to understand, all right? Now, we don't need anybody to confuse us and to break us down into a whole lots of things that are just dirty, nasty, and doesn't good for our intellect at all, right? Well, we come down to such a level where things have happened in the world, and now we have, you know, we have the gods that came from Nibiru and came to Earth as a phenomenon that for us to understand. And you can go to South Africa now. You can Google South Africa and all the things that are there that we can come to a good sense and say, okay, when you say Africa, it's not that you're looking, you know, in a space that you don't understand anything. South Africa is a place that you can go and you can see things that I will be talking about, other people talk about. All right. And we don't want those things to be corrupt. But no, because of the creation of microscopic things. And microscopic things, that is after the water recedes, some water recedes, right? And we have dry land. We have microscopic things on the dry land. Different kind of things. Small and big things. And this type of life form, the microscopic, for billions of years, it says, there was nothing else but these microscopic things, nothing civilized. But 3 to 4 million years ago, we have the primates, hominid. Now, this is not just a life form. It's a species. The history book, world history book that I read, don't tell us that microscopics are species. Okay, because it's a wide variety of microscopic things, right? Like later on, there is hominid monkeys that comes from the microscopic things, and it wasn't one group of monkeys; it's several, right? And one was more developed than the rest. And this is what was able to interbreed with the human taxonomic blood. And that enhanced the hominid to interfere with the African sapien now, because this is the second species. So we have the monkey species, like I say, is a special breed of monkeys. And we have other phenomenon of creature that in Africa, which is not monkey. No, so think that the life forms that is generating the life of a creature that is not monkey. So that when the Elohim gods from the Nibiru planet came here, they were able to find a being that was not belonging to monkeys. Okay, that developed among the other form of things that are monkeys, that are monkey. Okay? But the blood of the hominid primate monkey is not supposed to mate. Not supposed to mate with the sapien. They are a species named hominid primates or monkeys. And you may know that there are several group of monkeys. This one that I'm telling you about, was able to make stone tools and all like that. You see, species was diverse, right? Several of them. All right. Now, when the gods came to Earth and came down to the Persian Gulf and in the first city of Eridu, they're the one who make up the city there. Why, you know, it is now called the first city that the gods came and raised up, you know, in the vicinity of the Persian Gulf. So now, here is what I want to tell you now, that if you Google the asteroid belt, you will see this square and the different depiction that is drawn into it, like the asteroid belt, and it is saying here. The region between the orbit of Mars and Jupiter, like I told you, where many asteroids are found. Now, when you see some lights streaking through the skies and stuff like that, that's where it comes from, as far as I am taught. All right. So you are looking at the spot that is called the place of the crossing. Now, what we're looking at here is this round square where a lot of these debris are formed. And it's like just about perfectly round. And it looks like a bracelet, you know, or like a ring. If you hope you understand enough of what I'm saying, because I am not all that good explainer, but I think I can make some kind of sense for somebody to like increase their knowledge from what I am saying, because I'm telling you about something that is real, and that is the asteroid belt between Jupiter and Mars. Now, if you don't know what's Jupiter and Mars, well, get acquainted to that now. But there's hardly anybody out there that may not know about the asteroid belt, right? All right. Now, so it is said that Earth came from that planet that had the incident or the collision, yeah, that's a better word, right? The collision of the planet. Can I remember now what the name of that is? Tiamat, I think, is the right name for that planet. And it was a satellite of Tiamat that hit this other planet that caused the Earth to shiver off. And if you look at many the surface of the Earth right around, you will see a whole lot of hills and ravines all over the place. So it don't really look like, you know, like the divine made Earth to be what it is here, but rather it came through a collision in the place that they call the crossing. So right between Jupiter and Mars lies right now these debris that are still circling around out there, right? So hopefully you get, no, I am not a university person, I'm not like that, right? So whatever I'm telling you is something I get used to, have a familiarity with, because clearly, Lord, I never really know A or Bullfoot from these things, but because I have an interest to understand as much as I'll be able to, I'm able to say as much here so that, you know, you with a brighter understanding, and let's say you can quickly realize things, but I can only explain so much. So if I can just say something that you could follow, like just tell you the name of this place out there between Jupiter and Mars, you can go on and go educate yourself and know more than me, and by far increase your knowledge more than what I am trying to say here. All right. However, that's nice when you can get a piece of information and you don't get everything that you would like to get, but at least you have a jump start. The asteroid belt, astronomical discovery. Now, it says here, the asteroid belt. The asteroid belt is a tour, T-O-R-U-S, torus, the asteroid belt is a torus shape region in the solar system, centered on the sun and roughly spanning the space between orbit of the planet Jupiter and Mars. Elda asteroid family, colonization of the asteroid. So a lot of, you know, these crushing things are gathered together up there. So when you look at it, it has a hollow and like a ring, I say now, like that you push on your finger, right? You take it off and look at it. It's just that rim. All right. This one has a whole lot of, like, not a thick metal, round metal thing, like a gold ring. It doesn't look solid, but it looked like these crushed up things from that collision form this round ring-like thing they call they call it the bracelet, right? So right where that planet was in the collision, you are looking at that spot that they call the crossing, and you can see this ring-like thing, a good picture to behold. Okay, so if you understand what I'm saying about Googling, Google asteroid belt, you will further yourself of the knowledge about what happened between Jupiter and Mars. Because remember, the Earth is one of the planets in the solar system, right? And the Earth is like about the about the fifth or so planet from the sun, and of which these are like about 12 planets circle this sun, and I think the one that is furthest out from Jupiter is Nibiru. Now, the church, if you grow up in a church, you're not going to hear anything about this. So, it is very important that you know that church is not a good place. And, like I said, there are so many people out there that they would like to tear me up if they hear me say that. But reality is reality. I grew up in the church from 7 years until I am up to like about 60 before I begin to read and make sense of things. But apart from that, I didn't know anything. So if you want to to be deprived of serious things that exist, don't bother with church, because church is going to destroy your brain and the cerebrum and the cerebellum of your brain. And I can tell you, I was born affected by the foolishness of the Bible. And somebody might say, the Bible is the word of God. No! No! If you want your life back from whether you go to church, you have to drop that Bible and start read good history. Right? Read astronomy information and stuff like that. Because church might tell you, say, you don't need that. You need Jesus. Jesus never exists. All right. So now I tell you pretty much about this reality, and how you can go about and begin to widen up your own intellect about things. And I'm telling you exactly what I've come to know. And if I blast something that I grew up with in the Bible and stuff like that, why am I not to say so? You know, I mean, these homosexuals, they would like to destroy all of us, you see. The only way that you will be accepted by homosexual folks out there is unless you become a faggot like them. And I can tell you how they become homosexual. History tells me so. All right? And right now, I was telling you about the problem I'm having with getting my programs go through all the time. Maybe like about 50 of my shows that have been, I would have to say, destroyed, have not been heard, right? And they over time, they begin to behave like they're trying to do better. But see, right here, a few weeks ago, I began to shorten the number of shows I'm doing and decide to like just rest myself for a while, because I was like doing 4 or 5 shows a week, you know. And I decided I'm going to like take a break off and, you know, come on back and do what I consider, I feel, okay, meeting the needs of people who want to listen. It is a bad experience to be in church and to be fed all these old bunch of lies, like the talking serpent. And I'm telling you, I am not afraid of white people, because white people are criminals that like to kill real human being, because they were monkeys. They don't want to hear me talk that, because now they say they take over the Western Hemisphere, but they were not, they behave like they were the first people on earth too. They were not people anyway, but now things have gone from bad to worse. And if you don't get somebody who is willing to talk and tell you things, whereas they can exalt themselves above the foolishness that you have in the Bible to talk about God. There is no God in the Bible. None. When I'm talking about Jesus, they make that up. You don't have to believe what I'm saying. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to go direct to an information source that is good, civilized history. And I can tell you the World History textbook that I'm telling you about. I didn't know the real value of a World History textbook. And it is when I was about 60 years of age or more that I managed to face some civilized issues and come to realize that there are civilized things that will destroy the whole bunch of Christianity. But once you believe, it's hard for you to process anything, to come to a better knowledge, because you don't believe, infected with a whole bunch of nonsense. It's very hard to process anything else. and to know what is civilized from not. So, it's the reason why I come on to tell you about the bracelet in the asteroid belt. Now that you know what to do, because this is going to open you up to a whole higher level of your knowledge that you have now when you don't know. And somebody's telling you something that you thought, oh my gosh, you never know, says things like that exist. But now I'm telling you, go up there and see if, you know, I just make sure, asteroid belt, asteroid belt, two different words that makes up the identity here, right? Asteroid belt. I want you to make sure, I want to make sure that you know what I am saying, so that you look up and you see stars at night and the moon that comes up. Yes, it is the kind of fruits. Yeah. It is surprising to know the amount of actual things that exist that we African people don't know, and we don't know it because of the white people that write a Bible that pure lies. And what they do that is really depressing, they interbreed up and call their subgroups all kind of names, because they're not coming from a civilized place at all. You see what I mean? No. They are not coming from a civilized place. They're coming from monkeys and interfere with our people 100,000 years ago, and it's the reason why they take over control of the world, because of their disease that they infect us African people with. And I tell you, they know, these white people you're looking at, they know that they are not the real thing, looking like they are human being. Now, if they were human being like us, would they be killing us out? All kind of, and we never kill them. We don't do nothing to them. And they behave like they are the one who are in authority, and like they are the civilized. And look, all it would take for me to destroy everything, you give me like, you know, maybe less than 5 minutes. But they want all of the polluted people to think that they are the one in charge of the civilized world. And they are not civilized. You can't be a homosexual culture and you say you're civilized. But why is this happening to us, that we are helpless? We can't run our government. They take us over and talk about the you hear these white people talk about civilized Western world on their account, like they are civilized. They're not. They're not. And you're not going to know they're not until you read the history and find out. Okay? So the more the African people will come to their senses and know that white people not running any government. When they talk about Jesus, Jesus never exists, and they make it seem like, yes, Jesus came from our blood. Not no gospel. Fact that, yes, we left Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere when they were still in Europe. And it is after they use our blood and begin to start having a different type of a species coming from the hominid species, them turn homosexual. They were not homosexuals all along. It's after they mingle with our blood and get a new set of hominid, they begin to behave like they are human beings because they first used the Neanderthals to interbreed and look like human beings. This is what is happening. How they come to do this, you would wonder. They were uncivilized primates, monkeys. How did they come to be doing the kind of things like human beings? It's our blood. They take our blood and do it. If you come to know these things and, you know, you won't know what it is to have fear and scare of them, because you shouldn't. Because they know the least of what we are about. They only know that they want to be like us, and that's what they do. What they do to subdue us to where we are, can't help ourselves, is use their bad blood with disease. Okay? Because the first 100,000 years that we were created in South Africa, we have no report that we are diseased. What makes it more understandable is that, I mean, giving us evidence so that anybody may doubt themselves or doubt what's being said or written, they are evidence to using their disease on us. America is a place where it is all spread abroad in the very academic way, where a lot of researchers, I mean, on the university level, many, many researchers go into deep research, especially since the 1942. So we don't really have anything to fear, to talk, because even the Bible itself is evidence to knock them off where they at. But as long as we hold on the Bible, like, the, you know, Jesus is true and the God in the Bible is perfect and his son and all that, we are helping them. But when you come to the truth, now you don't go back to a church. Because a church, what they're talking about, Christianity, and like say, oh, he's a Christian, oh, and they use the word Christianity for credibility. It's all working to these nasty white people when they get us to believe that foolishness. Okay? So, the time is coming, and the time is already here, where people, a whole lot of our people, are trying to get away from the Christianity. Because in the World History textbook, it is made clear that we Africans did not invent Christianity. But they get a lot of us to think so. See, and it's all the impediment that affects us because of what they make us believe. And it's hard to get out of the believing of those things that you learn from a child. But now, if you come to where your eye is open, and you will no longer tolerate the whole bunch of monkey lies where they're telling us, and come from every corner of our world society, and make it seem like they are a good set of people. They look like people because they take our blood and turn monkey homosexuals. Okay? And if we gather enough information, they will run. They'll have to run because they will find energy that burn them. And you don't have to lift, you know, any kind of a weapon or nothing like that on them. They will have to run because there's nothing greater than mental torment. And you face a person with the truth about something from which they are hiding, and you will see how fast they try to get away from the scene, because that's the way nature is. We just need to learn the truth about ourselves. Try to get to the information of the right type of books to read. And you just going out and read like the contemporary church people, you're not going to get out. If you love Jesus so much and you let anybody tell you that Jesus never exists, oh, you will like chase them away from you because you will think there is nothing else that you have ever heard that is better than Jesus. A song that the church sings, how sweet the name of Jesus sound in a believer's ear. Oh, it soothes sorrow and his wounds and drive away all fear. Jesus become a character to you when you're a Christian. You don't have anything else to come against Jesus, because from a child you know the Bible and you know feel good, and you know make it, and the Bible tells you that you mustn't make people deceive you and all that. When you, the reason why I'm saying that, just think that if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and you're going to any one of the good academic school out there, you have your good Bible, right? Mm-hmm. And that's your comforter. Nobody is not going to change you because nobody never tell you from an academical sense that church is the worst thing for your mind. When you believe that stuff what them are talking about. First of all, anybody who wants you to believe them and not expose the truth of what they are saying is somebody that is dangerous to your mental health. You don't want nobody to tell you. So if you get a good education and you still have got church, chances are you will never get out because you're going to continue to read things that you believe. And you can't read and find out now that, is God in the Bible perfect? As a Christian, the answer is yes. It took me many years, many decades before I realized that the Bible is not true. Yeah, but
Nobody taught me that except the good Lord on what is ordained for us as civilized ethnic people. There come a time when some of us will get over the nonsense that we believe. Because one thing that is going to make an individual, a civilized individual, come to their senses is if they realize they must not, they must read with a cognitive mind. Read words the way you're supposed to understand it. If you read anything and you don't seek to understand the knowledge of it, you will read anything and believe it and go and follow that idea. Don't follow any idea that you don't know. You are only benefit when you come to the knowledge of what you read. And the Bible is not something of knowledge that you believe. Because if you believe God is perfect and you go somewhere else in the Bible where God said that it repented him that he made man. Now, if you can't find contradiction in that, that a perfect God turn around and change his mind, it means something is wrong with the way you are reading. And guess what? The fear and the dread that they put inside of you concerning the Bible, let's say you have a good academic mind. Your cognition is good. But the fact that your parents never teach you any different, your parents had Bible, everybody have Bible, how are you going to get to read the Bible and find out that the Bible is lying to you, and you don't know that it's lying to you? You shouldn't be able to read anything, and it is a lie, and you don't know. But now you're intimidated to find fault with the Bible because you are taught it is the word of God. Now, it means that your knowledge of words can be broken. When you have good knowledge of words, your judgment must hold to what the words are saying, not what the Bible verse is saying, and you overrule the proper linguistic force. It doesn't matter what you've been taught, and you come now to have such good knowledge of words, and you read something contrary to what you believe, hey, just know that what you read and believe and don't know it, and you still don't know it, you must have faith. You must have a strong belief that can't stand. Those things are what make a person live a wrong life, because they never can come to the point where they must obey the knowledge of words. Words is the light that make us understand things. So if you think that Jesus was a begotten son, you read that Jesus is a begotten son. Where in the Bible can you read to see the fact of God begotten a son? There's no place in the Bible to do that. No place in the Bible to do that. The point is, you think anybody can convince you that your real mother that beget you and your father. Now talking about when you think alone, but you don't have any evidence. And what is evidence that your parents is your parents? That's what is called on DNA. Test. Proof. All right. Well, let's say you grew up at a time and place where, let's say, you don't have anybody to give you a DNA test, all right? You may grow up in a place where you don't have that facility. The point is, though, there are other means of knowing that your parents. And you may not be able to recognize that early in your life. But as you're growing up, you can look at your parents. And I'm not saying in every case. But usually, there's nobody. No, my mother is my mother. And I know the 11 of us have evidence. By looking on our mother. You see what I mean? Because there is a strong chemistry in your real parents than somebody who may kind of look like your parents. Like same skin color or nose or something like that. It is both an attracting DNA where, you know, you're not getting a blood test to make you see that and feel that way. You see? The surrounding that you are raised up in. Once you develop good sense and can feel and identify with a certain magnetic force, you have a few things that can let you realize that these two people are your parents, different from when some other happenstance when it is not. All right, but in time now we can get tests to prove it. You know, make it even something else to add on what we know already. Well, my parents are passed and gone. But I don't have the slightest thinking that my father is not my father. No. Neither my mother. Equally. I am like way up now in age. And I can tell you that all of us. And there is one, I think, the second child of my mother. She had those two children, two boys, when she was very young. And of late, in my age, there were some rumor that was saying that the second boy of my parents may not be the father. Yeah, the father may not be the father. However, it never amounts to anything. I never like get any real evidence.
That is true. However, what I'm saying is strong enough for anybody to rely on, you know, when you grow up and you know your parents, that it is evident your chemistry will not separate you, right? I'm not saying that there may not be some case where it may, whatever it is, but I would say that it is difficult to get away from that identity because your inner core, your taxonomic, everything that make you up is a great force to resist you from seeing and sensing that you belong to this parent, right? Or these parents. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. So, all right, now I'm going to play a little tune and then come back to where I started off this program and the kind of a problem that I have gone through. But nothing deter me. I'm not afraid of white people. They kill a lot of our people, a lot of Holocaust. They kill us. And nobody's talking about it now. They kill this much of us and go to all of the Western Hemisphere and what we call the different little countries. These white people hone us. Now, why have they gotten so much control over us so that they can write any foolishness like what you have in the Bible? Nothing in the New Testament is real. And anybody want to talk to me about that, I am more than willing. You ain't going to be charged for nothing we talk about. I don't have any time that I want to charge anybody for, right? I will easily prove that these white people are homosexual and how they become homosexual. Want to talk to me? Call me anytime on this program that I am here. I'm not so frequent as before, but I want to tell you something. You can check the show because I start at 4 p.m. and any day, because I'll do a show any given time that I feel to do it, right? I usually start at 4 p.m., but sometime I may be a little late, right? Because I'm not as vigilant as I used to, but I can tell you, and you can write me as well, and that is www.timothyaldred.com. All right, so that is Timothy, you can spell that, right? Bible name, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, and my surname is Aldred, A-L-D-R-E-D. Yeah, Timothy Aldred. And I like to talk to anybody who wants to talk. You see what I mean? So the number to come into the show at the time I tell you, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. I will go on beyond 6 o'clock, right, till 7 sometimes. So if you come in late and you can catch me, like, say a good lap over, 5 minutes to 6,
it's a good time to like come in if you were coming late. We could chat for the next hour. Good time, right?
So don't be afraid of the dark. These people that you see out there, they take our wealth and build up America to make it seem like, oh my gosh, you know, this is such a great, like you're looking at big civilization. That's not true. There's a lot to learn for you to hone yourself to be who you were created to be. Reading, if you have reading, don't make anybody tell you what the reading is saying, because you have the ability to know what words are telling you. Especially if you have, you know, farther education than me. Don't let anything like nothing else, no church, no nothing, but the church is a thing, and a Bible, and everybody got to have a Bible. Look, come and let me and you talk about the Bible, because what we care about is the fact of the word. You are the master of words. When you have the ability to read, and you don't let anybody twist your thinking to suit them. Because I tell you, there are a lot of people, I have a brother with a PhD and all that. And yet still, I am a hard person to handle. And I'm fair. I don't try to like run off on anything. We're going to use the word. I call this word, what do you call it? I call it word science. Is word science in the context that it must be used? Don't let anybody tell you what it is saying, because that word you're reading will tell you. Yeah. It's not a joke. You don't make anybody go over you when you have the power of the word right there to read it. I know. Make them let them show it to you. And you read it. Read the paragraph and know exactly what is there. Don't let nobody tell you that. Not unless you're learning other things that normally you're in a class with a instructor, and they are going to guide you. But after a while, you don't let nobody guide you. You don't let no instructor guide you. They can like tell you how to do certain things, but when it comes to knowledge that is there in the word, you will know if somebody's telling you the right thing. Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to work, because you go to school to learn to read. Don't let nobody fool you. All right. Now, I want to like go on a little and come back to say a few things here. Let's see. Feature touch. Equal rights.
Everyone is
Now, here we come. Want to, like, talk about the subject matter that should be center of the theme of what I'm talking on. Though I may be a little slow to get on it, but it is basically my type of way of delivering what I have to say. I always like foundation that, just a second. Okay, now the ages of 100,000 years ago, think about that, is critical down to 509 BC. Now, I don't know how much people is going to understand what I'm talking about. But back in the time, 100,000 years ago, is critical for us here today to understand. Because the reason why the world of civilized people no longer behave like they are, it happened from way back there. 100,000 years ago. So if you want to solve any problem that you see going on here today, it's not to look for present support for what you have to deal with. Because custom of the way we are living today is no longer based upon the right foundation that was laid from, let's say, 100,000 years ago. It's a good place to start because we have a lot of things that send root that happen and send roots down 100,000 years ago. And remember now, we just cannot take away those root cause or causes that we must use to now get the right remedy to live today. All right? So it's the reason why I am saying this. 509 BC, especially 509 BC. And let's see now, I'm going to let you know exactly what I'm dealing with when I talk about the world history of time, 509 BC and 63 BC, etc. All right, let's see what we can get out of this. The ages of 100,000 years ago is critical, down to 509 BC and 53 BC, etc. The test. Barack Obama, you know that name. He was president of the United States not too long ago. What do you know about Obama? I don't know how much you know about Obama. But Obama is a homosexual, and he married to somebody who looks like a female, African female. But information has come out, and there's some evidence that is supporting that Barack Obama's wife is not a female, but a male. Now, the closest I can come to like paying some serious attention to this, one of the things is that there is a picture posted on the internet that has the name and the date
of this picture, which is a male showing Michelle Obama as a young male. Yeah. Now, is that coincidental? All right. Don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on it. Beside now, you know, the Obama was connected to a man named Reverend Wright, light complexion, African man who had a church, and they said Obama used to attend a church. And there is a man who came publicly and went on tape and said that he had sexual relationship with Barack Obama. I remember the name of the man now. I would tell you, but I don't remember the name now. But he's on there on the internet. And he gave report that Obama and Reverend Wright has hand in killing somebody in on or around the church that Reverend Wright was leading. Now, too many things that have been shown on the internet involving the behavior of Michelle Obama, so-called wife. The Pope used in their, what you call it, government, federal government, to make homosexuality a legal thing in the United States. These European invaded Rome, Italy. The king of Rome, Italy, and if it hadn't been that something happened to give me awareness that these homosexuals gain opportunity to act like human being, and it's hidden. So the only way to get a hold of this type of things that happened way back 100,000 years ago, oh my God, talking about how we are sapien, not homo. We are wise sapien. And these homosexuals that attack and mingle themselves with our, we are the first we African people are an ethnic group of people, right? Maybe like 12 or so different subgroup, Chinese, Indians, and stuff like that. We are from the same blood, mixed blood between the blood of the gods and the sapien, the wise sapien species. That's a earthly species. We don't come from monkey, okay? But now these white people, homosexual, are using their eloquence that they receive by education, they receive through the gods who brought civilization on earth, created mankind, and give us this civilization knowledge. Now, they take it over from us by giving us their disease blood. There's hardly any African people today that is not brain damaged and reduced to a lower level civilized person. Yeah. We have lost tremendous important part of our cerebrum and cerebellum because of their disease 100,000 years ago. Everybody is afraid of these white people because they'll kill you. They will kill you. But they have lost a lot of their opportunity to kill African people. A natural force that they wanted to be like human being, that same force is destroying them. Because now, they never, 100,000 years ago, they were monkeys. They never did no clothing and no to talk like us and stuff like that. It's our blood that they make use of. And first, they interbreed with our first subgroup, the Neanderthals. And today, it's like nobody don't know about that, but it is into the world history textbook. They destroy our brain that we don't have any interest and know the value of reading and writing. Now, so we are out. We are out of the frequency of knowledge that we had when we were leaving Africa to come to the Western Hemisphere. While those who rule in government in Africa, they were also infected with the monkey's homosexual blood. They never became homosexual until they get our blood. It's when they mingle with our blood. Bad taxonomic blood mixed together. That is what make these monkeys turn homosexual and half human, because they take our blood and that's what it does. My friends, I am not going to keep it down. No, they're not going to have the benefit of it, because you know what? What we were given as hybrid human beings. If it hadn't been that they used their dirty, nasty, diseased blood on us, we wouldn't be talking this way. I wouldn't be saying these things because they would not exist. But they exist because they used their disease on us. And until this day, it is published by researchers on the university level that this is what these so-called European homosexuals coming from monkey, this is what they have done to us and disabled our people that run our government, that today we don't get anything from our government because these white people are taking whatever money. Look at the way United States are spending money. Where they get the money from? So if you go back and look at where they're coming from, they couldn't talk. Now they are talking. They never have anything as human being, but now they have everything. No, but if I did not read, I wouldn't understand. And more so, have a legal knowledge of knowledge that the gods bring to us here. And these white people talking about AD Anno Domini, that's not law. So they step over our government of kingship with laws and set up their own thing because we can't stop them. We don't know how to stop them. And you look at all of these people, no matter our people, no matter how high of knowledge they have, academic knowledge they have, they can't rule these white people. They have to work for the white people. Look at them up there in Washington and what they call the Senate. Look at capable hybrid people to do the things like what the gods used to do when they were here. We can't do it now because these sodomites took everything from us, both in literature, in everything that is academic. They take it over, and you can read in the World History textbook where they actually go to our institution and learn academic and skills and stuff like that, because what their monkey makes stone tools. Now, you know, we don't have to read a lot to find out these things that they do, but at least read a little, like me. You see, because I didn't know that I was supposed to be interested. I didn't know. Yes. And so, my friends, where we are today is at a very delicate place in time. And if we don't know what happened in the ages gone by, we will never know. We will never know. All right? All right. Well, I am me, and I'm not going to be anybody else. Okay? I'm not going to be anybody else. I'm going to be me until my breath is gone. So if you have time that you're going to be afraid of these white people and you're depending on your daily bread, they don't have anything that don't belong to us. And I can see that because I communicate critical information that affect them. You know what? For them to like do something to me, I don't think about that. Because I wouldn't say that they can do that. I wouldn't say they can do anything to me. So I consider it a great blessing. After I grew up, you know, into this whole bunch of, what you call, Christmas and Easter and what you call it, Halloween and all those kind of nonsense. I wouldn't know that those things were not civilized things, right? But the good Lord raised me up to understand certain things, and I don't read a lot, but I read enough to like to raise myself from where I was. I really wanted to realize things that would benefit me, and I pushed myself to read a little better, okay? So I am not a university guy, but I know certain basic things that people like my brother with a PhD don't bother to keep frequent conversation with me, because it hurts him, cannot find the right answer to certain things that I'll ask him. So I'm telling you that here we are, and I need to go quickly now with what I want to read. So I say here that between 509 BC and 63 BC, you need to know exactly, and I'm going to give you this. The white people overthrow the king of Rome, 509 BC, is a coup that they stage and dethrone this king. What they wrote about the king, you cannot really accept a lot of the things that they say, because I don't have anybody in Africa that went there and write and say anything. And if they did, it's not, I don't see that here today, because these sodomite white folks, all they do is destroy the things that we are supposed to know. And because, I don't know, of anybody who raised up Martin Luther King and Dr. Martin Luther King and the other man who had the ship, the African man, you know, these folks didn't talk about their history. You see what I mean? Because they were already infected with a whole bunch of different disease that feeds away on our brain. Today, we don't know that we were a different type of people. You'd have to read to find out. These sodomites, I want you to reckon. Have you ever seen them or read of anything that tells you that it was the first time these white people go out and start to rule with what they call democracy prior to 509 BC? Have you seen them done anything prior to 509 BC? I haven't. Okay? Now, about 600 years later, they go into Palestine. And that is where the 63 BC came in. Because that's when they go there, and they didn't, if they are hiding that they are the ones who overthrew the king in Rome. But when they go to 63 to Bethlehem or to Palestine, it is written broadly that it's the Romans that go there and destroy Palestine, and today they turn Israelite. And who was Israelite 2,000 years ago? It was, they call us the African people and say, Jesus Christ, come to us. Now, they invent Jesus Christ, you know. And because we cannot maneuver ourselves against them, they say anything. And then later they write a Bible and poison up the whole Bible about Adam and Eve and all this kind of stuff that we believe today. Look, and as long as we don't come to know the real truth of history, we will never be able to push these people out. So now they are controlling us. But what I want you to know is, if they cannot prove that they were ruling a government before 509. Now we have a reason to kick them out and tell them to get out. You see what I mean? But you don't hear anybody talk about 509 BC. Why? Because we are disabled mentally. And no matter the greatest of us are saying, we are not talking about 509 BC and all this, what they are talking in America about democracy. They don't want to lose their democracy. This is what you hear them saying all along. They know. And see what Trump is doing now? Trump is saying that he don't want a part of the Constitution of the United States. Why? He know that they will just walk in here and take it away and take over the government from us in the Western Hemisphere. He knows that. Why he want to go out and be like Putin and do whatever he wants to do? He knows. So it don't take much for us to remove these sodomites from among us. But they come everywhere we go and take it over. What does that tell you? But ask them about 509 BC and the overthrow of our king. Ask them. And the Bible that we have and think that in Palestine, where they have, they draw up the Bible knowledge from that place down there. They are writing about Jesus die on the cross for sin. Nothing don't go like that. These are homosexual stories that they make up. But I tell you, our brain is not with us. We can't do it unless we come now and find the real truth and get rid of them in the Western Hemisphere. Get them out of our Western Hemisphere. Because we are first to come here. But they come now and say anything, and we cannot repel them. What I'm telling you is repellent. They cannot conquer us if we know the truth from back there. But remember, 509 BC was just a time after they got our education and able to do the things that we can do. And this is exactly what happened. But we are reading the Bible about Jesus Christ, who art believe or report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed, and all kind of a concomsa nonsense that we believe in the Bible. Not Nagoso. The serpent. Who is the talking serpent? It's them. They're the one who attack us and do all these things to us 100,000 years ago. So after they bring themselves up to be a talking homosexual culture, that's when they come and overthrow our king in Rome and take the military and everything. They never have anything. So they are able now to take over the, what you call now, like set up a so-called government. They don't have any government. And it is only because we have not got up to the place where we put them on the spot. Because you can't function unless you're telling, show authority. They can't show no authority. They say they have law and the law of the land. They don't have no law of the land. And you don't hear any of our people with any education tell them that. Because these people now, AD and Adamani is what they use. This guy, what his name is? I'm going to tell you what his name, the guy who, what is it? Igisius. I don't remember now. Where did I have this song? Yes. Yes. Igisus. I forget what his first name is. But yes, this is all that these homosexuals learned to do. And the fact that they couldn't excel beyond us, So then, with the disease that we have going to a physician to heal us since 100,000 years ago, from Africa to the Western Hemisphere, our brain is gone out. All right, but what I have come to know and are able to communicate it, I see that, look, they shrink up. After they try to shut me down, they realize, you know what? It don't worth their while to try to do anything they want to do, because I am somebody with my own mind. I don't have a strain that they can control. Okay? And I am telling you, we are at not the end of the world, but we are at the end of these homosexuals and their honor sex. We are at the end of it. They have made a lot of our people gone into honor sex, but they're not going to win much more. Okay? Because the power of the gods is by far stronger than what they are doing. Okay, so the rest I wanted to see if I could read before I run out of time is that, and it says, and woman, wait a minute now. It says, homosexual European claim honor sex of man. He says honor sex of man and dog. Yeah, these are all these nasty things that they bring on us. You see? And live among us. They're not supposed to do that. History don't give them that right. Yes. They say man and dog and woman and dog and woman is legal. Right? So man and dog and woman with dog and woman is legal in the United States. AD anadamani. Sodomy. Since the monkeys gay invade the Western Hemisphere. You hear me? That's true. May the Elohim fulfill on them and bring back their observation of glorified religious, glorified and religious way. Oh, this is off. Religious way of life on earth. Okay. No reason Europe gaze mere uncivilized hominid origin primates ride on its disease. We know it's not a secret. They have initiated the killing of the first hybrid civilization, people, and by that, mental delinquency. Yes. Convert into the unproven existence Christian God of church. But we now discover they cannot budge. No, they cannot dodge the God and Son Jesus A.D. A.D. Anno Domini. Do A.D. Anno Domini disgrace of Christian. They can't dodge that. All right. Now, let's see here. Not much more I can go. The death of naive people that have occurred in the U.S. since 1900 because of the legacy of the colonialism and contemporary institutionalized racism must also be counted. The total number indigenous deaths resulting from wars, persecution. Yes? Let's see here. All right. Yes, so let's see now. So they're saying, yes, it says resulting from wars, repression, and racist violence since 1900 may exceed 2500.65, a far greater number of deaths have been caused by the harsh economic and health condition experienced by many indigenous people. The dearth of statistical information on indigenous birth, deaths, and mortality for much of the 20th century makes it impossible to precisely estimate the total number of excess deaths, but an estimate of about 200,000 total indigenous deaths attributable to the legacy of colonialism and institutionalized racism since 1900 may be conservative 66.66 in some for the entire present day United States from 1492 of the present, the total number of indigenous deaths includes the 12 million estimated by Thornton. Additional approximately 790,000 deaths that occurred in Hawaii, Alaska. My friend, it's too big a Holocaust to ignore. And my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that, you know, much more things will be done. So you take good care and see you on the next. See you on the next program.
To the of life on earth, no reason you give.